promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Welcome, film fans, to another Quick Shot Review. I'm your host, Luke, and you are the Cheap Shot Nation. This week, I've been to see a Hindi film called Monkey Man. And despite the fact that it is an indie film, or Indian film rather than indie, it is very much, apart from a few bits, in English. And there seems to be a lot of Indian films coming out in coming months. They're actually really cool. They're taking the mantle from the South Koreans with the martial arts films. They're also action based, you've got guns and all that kind of stuff. Classic revenge story here, followed loosely to the tune of the story of Diwali. And for those of you that know what that story is, I don't need to explain, but for those of you who don't, it's based around Rama and Sita and the multi-headed demon that kidnaps Sita, and Rama has to go and rescue Sita from the demon, in a nutshell. And I only know this from when I was teaching in primary school. But to give you a rundown of the official plot, an anonymous young man unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continue to systematically victimise the poor and the powerless. So although there's no actual multi-headed demon, the multi-headed demon comes in the form of all of the bosses that run this racket. Involves drugs, obviously money, sadly, trafficking of women, to these big crime lords. And it's all run from what is, well, looks like a restaurant. Although that's never officially confirmed. There's a kitchen and there's lots of things being made, but could be wrong on that one. It is obviously set in India. And there's quite a few establishing shots where you've got a big city behind a slum. So really sort of playing on that north-south divide in terms of wealth and power. But the Monkey Man, played by Dev Patel, who is only known as Kid. Incidentally, he's also directed this film. Is the symbol of hope. He is like the Batman for this city. So I suppose if you're going to compare it to any sort of superhero or anything like that, it would be a little bit of Batman, a little bit of Spider-Man, because there is some in-ring fighting racket. Obviously, we know that from Spider-Man. And the Batman thing, obviously Batman didn't come from nothing. He was born into wealth and power, but he used it for the good. Whereas the Kid, you know, obviously, again, similarities to Batman. His mum died and was killed and seeks revenge. It's all about how he channels that anger to make something actually happen. And he does it really well. And the action sequences are really good. The music is really good. And the story, if you have a basic idea of what Rama and Sita is, even better. Although it does sort of explain that throughout the story as well. And yeah, the martial arts, the choreography and everything like that is something that we haven't seen for a very, very long time. So I'm hoping, a bit like the renaissance of horror movies recently, that this might be one of those films that gets people interested in the martial arts films again. Obviously very big in the 80s. We've had a few here and there. Everything Everywhere All at Once, for example, which was also a very good movie. I didn't find myself bored by this. Like I say, the visuals were fantastic. The characterization even better, because it made you want to be, you know, step into those shoes and fight for the people, and that's exactly what you want in a film like this. And Dev Patel did a fantastic job of this sort of one-man army thing. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think this might be a sleeper hit. Love a good revenge movie. They all seem to follow the same sort of plot. You know, someone dies, like, I'm going to avenge your death. And it goes along the path of sort of like, I'm the lion, I'm gonna, you know, get that revenge and win eventually and become the symbol of hope for people. Comparisons, like I say, to Spider-Man, Batman, John Wick. It's got a liberal use of shaky cam as well. So it's not for the weak of stomach if you get motion sickness. And sometimes, you know, you don't need that. Obviously, the fight scenes are quite closely filmed, but you can see enough to actually make out what's happening, which is great. And yeah, I've got to say that the couple of main villains, it's almost like, I mean, going up in a lift. So it goes into floor one, takes out the hench people, goes up to floor two, there's slightly bigger hench people, goes up to floor three, you get the boss, and then you go up to floor four and it's the end boss. So I quite like that. That's pretty cool. And obviously the top floor is the final boss, aka The Rock at WrestleMania. And it does feel chaotic, and that is what you want. The people rise up, it feels chaotic. The whole business side is chaotic. He has to get in there in the first place. Again, chaotic. And all the way through, he told the story about the boy who reached too high, too hungry, reached for the sun, thought it was a mango, and burnt his hand. So all the way through, you're thinking, oh, okay, is this the kid, this monkey kid. And just from the mask, yes, you draw that comparison, but eventually you realise why he's got the bones on the hands. But I think if you're a fan of non-mainstream films, and I've been really disappointed with mainstream films recently, ones that have got big budgets to spend on advertising, etc., have not quite come up to scratch for me. And these films, slightly more independent, obviously this is from India, they'll have a fair whack behind it, but they're trying to break the market. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do. Incidentally, there was another film advertised, another Indian film, based on a train, again, martial arts, which looks absolutely bloody brilliant. And I'm going to go and see that one as well. I've got, well, I've got a book next week, Abigail, the story of a young vampire who is kidnapped by some villains and turns out to be a vampire kid. So that looks quite funny. Also from the makers of Ready or Not. So I'm sold on that one just from that little line there. Because I love Ready or Not. I think it's great. But for this one, Monkey Man, I'd suggest that you go and see this one. Give it a bit of time. The cinema was reasonably full, so it's obviously gaining some traction. It's not going to light the world on fire, but it's good for some downtime. And that is exactly what you need when you go to the cinema after a day's work. All you want is to drift away into a world that you're probably never going to get to, and just enjoy things. Be entertained. And this is one of those movies. So again, for me, if you want to go to the cinema, go and see something like this. Because it is, for me, really good. Might not be for you. You may not agree. However, for me, really good. And that is my short review of Monkey Man. And I'll see you next week for more quick shot reviews right here on Cheap Shot Entertainment. Thank you very much for listening. You are the Cheap Shot Nation. I am your host, Luke. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Hiya.